Chapter 8. Scorpions. Our new garden was a paradise for me. The garden wall was a fantastic place to find specimens. My favourites were the shiny chocolate-coloured scorpions. There were hundreds of them on the garden wall. One day, I found a mother scorpion with lots of babies on her tail. I decided to take them to my room so I could watch them grow. I carefully put them into a matchbox and went into the villa. Everyone was having lunch when I came through the door. I put the matchbox on the hall table and went into the dining room. While I was eating and giving Roger food under the table, Larry got up to get a cigarette. Unfortunately, he brought the matchbox from the hall table. When he opened it, the mother scorpion ran up his hand. Larry shouted and shook his hand. The scorpion fell off and landed on the table between Leslie and Margot. The baby scorpions fell all over the table like confetti. The mother scorpion ran towards Leslie. Leslie jumped up and hit the scorpion with his serviette. It went rolling towards Margot. She screamed and threw a glass of cold water at the scorpion. The water hit Mother. The scorpion hid under Leslie's plate, and her babies continued to run all over the table. Roger was barking hysterically. He got very excited and bit Lugarezia on the leg. She started screaming. "What's the matter with all of you?" asked Mother, putting her glasses on. "It's Jerry!" shouted Larry. "He's going to kill us all. The house is full of scorpions. Every matchbox in this house is a death trap." "Be careful!" screamed Margot. "There's another one!" "Don't panic!" shouted Leslie. "Hit them with a book. Kill them all. Use your knife. Go on, hit them. I'll get my gun!" Mother and I finally convinced the family not to kill the scorpions. After everyone left the room, I put the scorpions on a teaspoon and carried them outside to the wall. After that, Larry always opened matchboxes with gloves on. Lugarezia showed us the bandage on her leg every morning when she brought the tea. Another result of the episode with the scorpions was that Mother decided I needed some discipline. I didn't have a tutor because George was in Italy. She decided to send me to the Belgian consul so he could teach me French. Spiro drove me to town for my lessons every morning. The consul's house was in one of the narrow streets of the Jewish quarter of Corfu. There was a market there selling clothes, jewellery, fruit and vegetables. It was a colourful part of town, full of noise and people. The Belgian consul lived in the top flat of a tall building in the little plaza. The consul was a kind little man, with a magnificent beard and a moustache. He always dressed in a black coat, striped trousers, and a tie. He also wore a tall black hat. The townspeople all thought he was an English nobleman. The morning of my first lesson, the consul gave me a French dictionary to read. I read the first words while the consul stood at the window. Suddenly, he went to a cupboard and took out an air rifle. He returned to the window and fired the gun. He had tears in his eyes. He pulled out a big silk handkerchief and blew his nose. "Ah, ah, ah," he said, and shook his head sadly. "Please continue reading." The rest of the morning, I was certain the consul was a murderer. But the same thing happened at every lesson. A week passed before I discovered the consul was shooting cats. There were hundreds of cats in the quarter. Most of them were ill and hungry. "I love cats," the consul explained, "but I cannot feed them all, so I shoot them. It's better for them not to suffer, but it makes me so sad." My French lessons continued to be interrupted by shooting, with a moment of silence afterwards, to show respect. Then the consul blew his nose tragically, and I continued with my French grammar. The Belgian consul had the impression that Mother could speak French. Whenever he saw her in town, he always stopped to speak to her. Mother always nodded her head and said, "Oui, oui." It was the only word of French she knew. We could make Mother disappear simply by saying, "Here comes the Belgian consul." I did not learn very much French in my lessons with the consul, but the lessons were so boring that they made my afternoons of exploration even more exciting.